Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
This is Pastor Williams. You know what I always say, the Bible is right. Amen. Because it's right. I say this, I start off the same way because it's the same truth. The truth is the truth. Amen. The Bible is right. Glory to God. And anytime we have an issue and when we want to decide what is right, we look up that issue in the Bible to find out what God says is right. Amen. Because of a truth. Truth is what God says about a thing. Truth is what God says about a thing. Amen? Glory to God. And so we rejoice that it is, in fact, that the Bible is right. I want to give a shout out to my son, my wonderful, loyal son to the Lord Jesus Christ, Nicholas Aaron Williams in Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, son. Glory to God. And the boys that are listening, glory to God. God bless you and keep you. Listen on, glory to God. Listen on and find out that the Bible is true and it's right, glory to God. Well, saints of God, the Lord directed me to teach out of the book of Proverbs, the 14th chapter, glory to God. And that is our heartthrob. We want to follow the will of God, amen? Sometimes it doesn't matter if you understand it or not. Adam and Eve didn't have to understand. All they had to do was obey God. He said not to eat of the fruit of that forbidden tree. And even though they didn't understand it, because to the eye it looked delicious, amen? It's not a matter of right or wrong, understanding or not understanding. Glory to God. The victory is in obeying God's word. Whatever he says or has written or showed you, glory to God. Glory to God. You follow that and you will come into the victory. You will come into the victory because what God says is right. Amen. There's no darkness in God, no deceit. See, that's why you can trust God, because with him, there's no deceit, no darkness, no turning, no deception. Amen. You have to get it where you trust in the Lord with all your heart, right down to your roots, right down to everything that's in you. You have to trust him over what the flesh says, the world says, the enemy says, people say, family says, friends says. You have to trust God over everyone else, glory to God, because God's word is right, amen? Glory to God. It's a trust thing, glory to God. Well, glory to God, we're in Proverbs, the 14th chapter, letting God have his way, amen? And we're down to the 32nd verse in Proverbs 14:32. The Bible says in 14:32, the wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous have hope in his death. Now, the Bible here says the wicked is driven away in his wickedness. Isn't that wonderful, glory to God? Because sometimes wicked people, they come on. The Bible says that violence covers the mouth of the wicked. They come on real strong. They're like a hurricane. They come in making a whole lot of noise and sounding dangerous. And then if they get in control, they do some pretty bad things. Hitler was wicked, amen? And he did some pretty bad things, amen? Glory to God. But it don't matter how, you know, a tornado comes and it only blows for a few minutes, 20 minutes, a half an hour, and then that bad boy's gone, amen? So that's why we stand up for the truth. We stand up for what God says, glory to God. Why? Because the wicked is going to be driven away. And here's another promise from God. There's many promises in the word of God that the wicked will fall by their own wickedness. Another verse says that God causes the wicked to fall. And this is another way of saying the same thing. The wicked is driven away. How? In his own wickedness, glory to God. His own wickedness turns on the wicked. Amen? Glory to God. And then, glory to God, we see from Scripture, glory to God. This lets us know, glory to God, that one thing, the first is that what the wicked try to do, it don't last. Amen? It don't last. It's not lasting. Hitler didn't last. Mussolini didn't last. Mao didn't last. Muhammad didn't last, glory to God. These guys perished, amen? And the things that they're standing for in the end time plan of God, all of that's going to perish, amen? All of that's going to perish. And all the kingdoms of this world, the Bible says, are going to be turned over to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to reign and rule on this earth. And the Bible says every knee, the Muslims, the Hindu, the Buddhists, name them, glory to God. The Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. In other words, that Jesus is God. People are going to come to see that Jesus is God. See, they fight with that in their mind because it doesn't make sense to them in their mind. How can Jesus be God? See, you ain't studied. You have to get that in the Word of God and by revelation. As you study the Word of God, God gives you that revelation, and you get a clear understanding that he is God. Amen? And because he's God, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess, glory to God, that Jesus is God. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness. That lets you know, glory to God. Let the wicked blow. They can blow and make a bunch of noise. But the promise of God is that they're going to be driven away. Amen? Oh, yeah, they're going to be driven away, glory to God. You know, I look at the Sudan today, glory to God, in the news, glory to God, and the northern Sudan, it's made up of Muslims, and they were attacking the Christians in the south, kidnapping and raping and killing and pillaging, glory to God. But, glory to God, they're driven away by their own wickedness. All of a sudden, they wanted Bashar al-Assad out of office, their leader out of office. And now they're fighting each other. Amen. They're blowing up each other. They're killing off each other. Glory to God. Why? Driven off by their own wickedness. You put guns in a person's hands. Glory to God. They may do what you want them to do, but they also at some point in the future can take those same guns and turn them against you. How many times has America learned that? They've given guerrilla groups guns only 10 or 20 years later to have those guns turned on them. Amen? I remember one time in Vietnam, we were getting shelled by mortars every night. Every night we were getting mortar fire. So one morning we decided to sweep the perimeter to find out where they were mortaring us from. And so we swept the perimeter, and we came to this little opening, and they had their mortar set up. Now, the mortar wasn't there, but there was a pile of ammunition there, a pile of mortar rounds there. And we went over and picked up one of the mortar rounds and looked at it, and it said, made in the USA. They were shelling us with our own ammunition. Somebody had sold them that stuff, amen? And the stuff that was made for our soldiers was being used against us, amen? Many a time, glory to God, people, glory to God, things have turned around, and the things that they had for others turned on them, amen? The wicked is driven away in his own wickedness. That means the Bible is right, because in Galatians 6:7, it says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Oh, yeah, even in the world, they express it this way in the world. What goes around comes around. That's what they say on the block. What goes around comes around. People in Eastern religion, They talk about karma, having bad karma. You put out bad karma, it comes back to you. Amen? The wicked is driven away in his own wickedness. And the other thing about it is we can rejoice in it, glory to God, knowing that the wicked will be driven away by their own wickedness. So that tells you right there, wickedness is not profitable. It's not profitable. Profitable means something that causes you to profit, and you can keep it and enjoy it. But if you use it and all it does is drive you away, then it's not profitable. That's like taking a gun, pointing it to yourself, and shooting yourself. The gun is profitable, but if you shoot yourself, that's not profitable. Amen? Glory to God. And so people take up the wicked path. You're on the right path, beloved. You've chosen the right side. You've chosen the winning side. For darkness will never overtake light. When light comes, darkness got to leave. Haven't you ever been in a forest or where there's down in the country where there's deep darkness? You light the littlest match, and darkness, that great expanse of darkness, has to give way, even at just that little light. Amen? Glory to God. The wicked is driven away in their own wickedness. You're on the winning side. You chose the winning side. When you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, not only did you receive life into your spirit, glory to God, and not only will you spend eternity with him, glory to God, instead of eternity in the lake of fire, glory to God, but you chose the winning side, glory to God. Glory to God. I don't care what it looks like right now, glory to God. I don't care how hard it may seem to the flesh, glory to God. You're on the winning side. You hang in there, glory to God. Glory to God, and victory will manifest in your life. If you trust God and follow his direction and his guidance, victory will come to you. You will experience victory and go from glory to glory to glory. You will have the victory, glory to God. For God has made you more than a conqueror. You're a son of the living God, the maker of heaven and earth. And you can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth you. And all things are possible for you. Jesus said in glory to God in Mark 9:23, that all things were possible to him that believed. Say that to yourself as you go through your day. Jesus said all things are possible. Jesus said all things are possible for me because I'm a believer. The world don't believe. So all things are not possible for them. Amen? And they try to get it done with money, and they try to get it done with fear. This world is ruled by fear. They use fear to rule people. Amen? They use money and that kind of stuff to rule people, glory to God. But you can do all things. Because those things that concern you, God perfects those things that concern you. Amen? And he said he was with you, glory to God. He said, be strong and of a good courage, because he is with you. God promises that he will help you. See, now many of us, glory to God, we didn't get help from our family. We didn't get help. We can't call up somebody and ask for thousands of dollars. Amen? But that's okay. God said, don't worry about it. I'll help you. When other men won't help you, I'll help you. I'll be there for you. And then he says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And he said, those that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out, glory to God. God is faithful. God is true. God is honest, glory to God. God will stick with you through thick and thin, glory to God. He's there for you when no one else is there for you, glory to God. And he's made you an overcomer through Jesus Christ. And you can do all things. You can do all things. The world can't do all things. When Pharaoh and his army tried to go down in the water of the Red Sea, he found out that he couldn't do what the saints of God could do. The Hebrews could do it because God called them to it. But God didn't call the Egyptians to it, and the ocean came and swallowed them. Amen? They can't do all things. And that's why they commit suicide. That's why they're on drugs. That's why they're on alcohol, because they find they can't do everything. And they walk around saying, it's hard out here. It's tough out here. Man, good gracious alive. But we go skipping. We say, glory to God. All we have to do is call on Jesus. Amen? The Bible says, call on Jesus, and thou shalt be saved from the dilemma that, oh, I'm up against a commercial. Hold on. I'll be right back after the commercial. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, I want to tell you that everything is going to be all right. Amen. Look up, glory to God, because you have the help of God. You've got Jesus Christ. Amen. In Romans 10:23, it says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In the first instance, glory to God, you can ask God to save you, save your soul. Amen. But that word, the actual word salvation there, glory to God, means saved from catastrophe. Save from, let's say you're in some kind of financial trouble and you're going under and you call upon the Lord and he saves you financially. He saves you from death. He saves you from harm. Glory to God. Well, then how do you get to heaven? Jesus in John 3:5 says that a man, unless a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So we know to get to heaven, glory to God, you got to be born again. But you can call on the name of the Lord. You can be saved from all kind of things, glory to God. Now, that's a secret, glory to God. Call on the name of the Lord. Whatever you're facing, call on the name of the Lord. Tell him about it, amen? I'm telling you tonight that everything is going to be all right because the Bible said if God be for you, who can be against you, glory to God? And if God is for you, he's more than a whole world against you, amen? And all you got to do is learn to follow Romans 10:10, glory to God, Romans 10:13. To call upon the name of the Lord. If you're having trouble driving a truck, driving a car, if you're having a trouble with finances, if you're having a trouble, no matter what it is, call on Jesus, amen? Call on Jesus. Don't you remember that song in church? Call on Jesus, he will answer prayer. Glory to God. Call on Jesus, he will answer prayer. Glory to God. Call on him, glory to God. The world don't know the secret. They don't know to do that. But you're a child of God. You know to do that, amen? Jesus is a Savior. I remember one time I was going through about something. I don't know what it was, but it was tough. And I was struggling with it. And all of a sudden it came to me. Wait a minute. You got a Savior. Why is you struggling with this? You got a Savior. That's what a Savior does. He comes and saves you. Amen? Now, don't misunderstand me. I've studied the Scripture for over 40 years. I understand that in the first instance, that means the salvation of your soul. But in the second instance, it means being saved from catastrophe, problems, circumstances, situations. Call on Jesus, glory to God. You driving down the highway and something starts to happen, say, Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And that traffic will go back normal again. Where it was starting to go funny, it'll go back. The Bible says, do you believe the Bible? The Bible is right. I'm giving you a secret here. I'm giving you a secret. I'm giving you something you may not have realized, amen? You might have read that verse and thought it was just talking about salvation. And it is talking about salvation. But God's word is seven levels deep. It's deep, 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 deep. And on another level, glory to God, when you call on Jesus, he comes. He's a Savior. He comes and he saves you for whatever you're calling on him for, amen? Glory to God. You're walking down the street and they look like there's some menacing people around you. Maybe they look like they're going to rob you. Call on Jesus. Say, Jesus, 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 and he'll come, amen? Glory to God. And all of a sudden, them guys, they won't be so foreboding. They'll leave you alone, and they won't even understand why they'll leave you alone. Is that true, Pastor? Oh, yeah, it was. One time I was in Texas, glory to God, and I was out. It was about 7 o'clock in the evening, and I decided to go for an evening stroll. And I was just strolling down these old streets, and the houses were far and in between. And I hiked, and I got to this house, and this big dog looked like a Great Dane. came to the door. It was a screened-in door. And the woman let the dog out. And the dog started coming down there, coming toward me. Now, here's a Great Dane coming toward me. I'm about, I don't know how far from my house, but here's a Great Dane coming toward me. You know what I said, glory to God. You know what I said. That Great Dane left me alone. He didn't even come up to where I was and sniff me. He just went another way. Amen. I'm telling you that the Bible is right. Glory to God. I'm talking to someone out there because maybe you have a difficulty and you don't know how to handle it. Maybe the boss is acting crazy at work. Or maybe, I don't know what it could be. Glory to God. But I do know that the Bible is true. I know the Bible is right. Amen. And the Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever, you're part of whosoever. Ain't you part of whosoever? For whosoever shall call, that means you talk, you say it, Lord Jesus. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Another scripture in a psalm says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe, glory to God. You call on that name. That's a powerful name. You're calling on God. Amen. Do you really think, okay, let's talk about you. I don't know your name, but let's say your name is Henry. Okay, let's just say, amen. And by the way, if Henry Jones is listening, God bless you, Henry. Let's say your name is Henry and you're in the room. If I say, Henry, what you going to do? You're going to turn around and look to see who's calling your name. Amen. Don't you think that the Lord, who's every place, sees everything, knows everything, if you call on him, Jesus, do you think he's going to say, oh, nobody called me, I don't know what's going on? No, he's going to notice you. He's going to notice you. Glory to God. And he's going to see what the situation is. Glory to God. And in a nanosecond, faster than a nanosecond, glory to God, he's going to be there to help you. Amen. He will help you, glory to God. The Bible is right. The Bible is true, glory to God. Romans 10:13 is true. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, and in Joel, that same scripture says, in Joel says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Look it up in your concordance, you'll see it. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. If you're in a situation and you need deliverance, glory to God. If that verse was just talking about salvation, why would the same identical word say, in the same identical verse say, delivered? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I think it's Joel 3:28 or something like that, but you can look it up in your concordance. Glory to God. I'm trying to help somebody tonight. If you got a situation and don't know what to do, call on Jesus. Amen. Why? Stand on Scripture. You're a soldier of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Pull out the sword of the Spirit. Use your sword. Glory to God. Use your sword to cut that situation asunder. Glory to God. Call on Jesus. He will answer prayer. Glory to God. I know it's true. I've had to call on him so many times. It ain't funny. And every time I called on him, glory to God, he helped me. You know, I used to have I'm supposed to be doing verse 33 and 34, but I'm in this, so I'm keeping going. Glory to God. I used to have, as a young man, I used to have a time when I would call calling on the Lord, where if something was burdening my heart, I'd get in the car or go someplace where it was quiet, and I'd walk up and down, and I'd scream as loud as I could and talk to God in heaven, and I'd tell him all about it. I'd call upon the name of the Lord. I'd tell him all about it. But you have to use plain, ordinary words. Don't use Christianity. Don't try to be the great Christian. Don't try to use formulas and all that stuff. Just talk to God and talk to him in normal, ordinary words. Because I'd go there and say, God, I can't take it no more. I'm about to go crazy. These people are nuts. They're driving me crazy. What was I doing? I was calling on the Lord. Amen. I was calling on the Lord. I was talking to him for real. Amen. Because he understands for real. Amen. He understands sincerity. He understands the burden of your heart. He understands, glory to God, that you're down here with these invisible beings that's trying to, that are your adversary and is trying to hinder you and discourage you and turn you back from him, glory to God, trying to make it seem like his word is not true, that his presence is not true, that he can't, his arm is not strong to deliver. But it is. The devil is a liar and the father of it, glory to God. And you're more than conquerors through him that loved you. Amen. That loves you. God loves you. Glory to God. Call on God. Aren't you in a relationship with God? Aren't you on a relationship with God? If my son was to call me, wouldn't I answer the phone? Wouldn't I answer the phone? Unless I'm not there. A lot of times my phone's on the desk and I'm downstairs studying or I'm out on the patio studying. I don't hear the phone. But if I hear the phone, glory to God, I'm going to answer it, glory to God, if I hear it. Most times I don't hear it because I don't have it on me. But glory to God. And God, when he hears your call, he's going to answer. Come on. Even common sense would tell you that. Amen. And when God comes on the scene, guess what? The enemy got to leave. Amen. Whatever those spirits are that's bothering you, glory to God. Whatever those spirits are that's trying to discourage you, glory to God, got to leave. Amen. Look up. Trust in the Lord. Glory to God. Look to God. Amen. Glory to God. He is your strength. He is your wisdom. The Bible says that God is your keeper. You don't keep yourself. God keeps you. How many times have you almost been in an accident? Glory to God. You know why you wasn't in that accident? Because the Lord is your keeper. Amen. He keeps you every day. Glory to God. God loves you and keeps you. Glory to God. Trust in him. Look to him. Glory to God. God loves you. Amen. Glory to God. Go on with God. Glory to God. If you don't know, glory to God, Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, glory to God, you ain't no sense you calling on him except for salvation, glory to God, because he don't know you, you don't know him, amen? Glory to God. Ask Jesus to save you, glory to God. That's the real business of life. The real business of life is being reconnected to God. It ain't making a bunch of money and fulfilling the American dream. That's something Satan came up with to divert people from God. Now, I ain't got nothing wrong, against the American dream. Have all the houses you want. Me and my wife in the years we've been married had 3 houses. We've had, I don't know, 4 or 5 cars. I don't know. Have the American. I ain't got nothing against that. Amen. Glory to God. But also have, glory to God, have God. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Glory to God. The greatest offer that's ever been offered, God offering you to be a part of his family, to be a part of the royal family of God. If you think being a part of the Rothschild family or something, if you think the Vanderbilt family or something, how about the family of God? And you can be a true, honest member of the family of God, glory to God, the riches of heaven. You don't want to miss heaven. And look at all the people that are up there waiting on you, glory to God. Glory to God. Generations past waiting on you, amen. You don't want to miss that and go to the lake of fire. What about your grandma? What about all the other people up there, glory to God, waiting on you, amen. You want to see them, glory to God. You don't want to go to no hell. You don't want, and then on judgment day, go to the lake of fire, glory to God. And you'll go there if you neglect God, if you spend a lifetime of neglecting God, or you put it off, glory to God, or you can't make up your mind, glory to God. Make up your mind right now, glory to God. For Romans 10:13 also works for the salvation of your soul. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God will undertake, glory to God, and the Holy Ghost will lead you to the Lord Jesus, glory to God, the Savior, glory to God, the propitiation for our sin, the atonement, glory to God, for our sin, glory to God. Glory to God. Tonight, ask Jesus to save you, glory to God, and then go to church, glory to God, and listen to the men and women of God explain salvation to you in a greater way, in types and in shadows. And in the Bible, glory to God, and they'll explain to you the questions that you have to live this new life in Christ Jesus. Amen. God bless you tonight. Glory to God. Look to God. Glory to God. Look to God. Glory to God. This thing is about relationship. You got a problem? Tell God about it. Tell God about it, glory to God. He'll hear you and he'll do something about it, glory to God. Don't walk around dismayed. Don't walk around depressed and forlorn. Tell Jesus about it, amen, and he'll turn that thing around for you. I'm a living witness, glory to God. And I got witnesses in my church that'll tell you how they were homeless, glory to God. God turned it around for them, glory to God. God turned my life around, glory to God. And he'll turn your life around if you'll receive his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for your sins. I'm out of time. I got to go. See you next week, Wednesday. Next week, glory to God. God bless you. The Bible has the answers. Bye-bye.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.